Well, on a night where Julian Clary would be considered a straight man, here we are at the Pet Shop Boys. You can't be too gay tonight, can you, Mark?
Hardly.
Someone who has been accused of that on a number of occasions, you better tell everyone where we are and, more importantly, who are you?
We're at the Carriage Works tonight to see the Pet Shop Boys. I'm Mark Allsop and I've been DJing for 30 years now and I'm still young and beautiful.
So you're here to get some sort of... Because you've been playing their songs so much over the years that they must owe you at least a lazy 50.
I think some royalties are certainly in order.
What do you reckon is the one Pet Shop Boys song that not only at the time but even now seems to get people moving in a dance floor?
I like Left to My Own Devices, personally.
The 12-inch of that really goes off and is very unusual.
Yes, it is.
Now, why is that? Is it because of the orchestra? What was it? What is it?
Who knows? I think it was a time at the Horden Pavilion. I remember starting Pride with it in 1989, doing a mix with two 12-inch singles. It just went off. Has a beautiful introduction, as you know, with the orchestra. Yeah. It's just classic.
Hopefully they're going to play it tonight. I mean, they'd be stupid not to.
Oh, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Don't you hate it when they say something like, oh, here's one of our new songs, and everyone goes, oh yay, that's good, one of your new songs. Because you want to be supported, but you really want to hear the hits.
No, we're going to dance to it anyway.
Okay. Look, I'll see you later, Mark, and I guess you'll be going home and putting some ambient music on, having a quiet night.
No, it's already on in my hearing aid. Thank you, Maynard.
Your job is to look at people as they come in this evening. How would you describe the crowd that goes to the Pet Shop Boys?
Oh, fascinating. There's such a mix of people here tonight. Different age groups, but everyone's been really friendly and very excited to be here, very relaxed.
Is that because they're a touch older?
I think so. It seems to be the general vibe. Everyone's just happy to be here having a good time.
In your opinion, in your short term, as someone on the door, Pet Shop Boys people seem to be all right.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Double thumbs up to the Pet Shop Boys crowd and the Pet Shop Boys. I'm really loving it.
And by the way, you had something complimentary about to say the way I was dressed. I'd like that on audio.
You look fan-bloody-tastic in that suit. Well, memorable, very memorable. One of the most memorable outfits of the evening, I think.
Thank you. Greetings from inside the Pet Shop Boys concert. I'm around about 10 rows back from the front, and look at them, they're just going off. We have Neil wearing a fez and Chris doing his usual thing of hiding behind the keyboard for the entire concert. It's kind of like Pet Shop Boys karaoke with 2,000 people. All right, come on, sing it, Neil.
We're going to do a song you might know. It's a bit of a gay anthem.
Of course, if you're going to bump into Mr. Allsop in the crowd, this would be a good time to meet him. Their version of the Village People songs, Go West.
What about it?
I'm hoping you're enjoying it.
I am indeed. One of my favourites.
How did you find the Pet Shop Boys tonight?
Oh, they were great. Now you got me on the spot.
Did you enjoy them tonight?
Yes, I did.
Now, what was your favourite song?
Awesome. Western Girls. Western... That's the only song I know.
What do you think?
I found it very creative.
It's a great mix of the new and the old.
Absolutely.
There's a few moments I thought, look, I went back to the Horden and I thought, fuck, they've made really good lasers since the 80s, haven't they?
Oh, fucking eyes.
They had three lasers that was covering everything.
I thought it was awesome. Absolutely great. Awesome. Yeah. Eye candy.
Did you like the bit where they were nailed to a wall with their own bed sheets?
Oh, that was unreal.
I mean, really, who hasn't done that?
And the disco ball on the head.
I've just seen a Pet Shop Boys fan whose forehead is flashing. May I just talk to your friend for a moment? You look like you're in a hurry to go.
Oh, because I've got a sore knee.
Pardon me, sir. I'll just take you a moment. Now, you're obviously a huge Pet Shop Boys fan. You wore flashing love hearts on your forehead.
Yeah, because I thought that they were going to play Heart, but they didn't.
But that's all right. I was happy with all the concert. It was lovely.
Yeah, look, I wondered, was it worth it? I wondered where the streets have no name. They've only got 90 minutes.
And they're fabulous. I love them. My husband just got me all the Pet Shop Boy catalogue.
Well, you're a nice husband, aren't you?
I am. Thanks very much.
I know your first choice was the Cold Chisel back catalogue, but good work.
I don't mind the chisel, but it's for the wife, so it's okay.
No, you've got both. You've got the chisel and the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, we've both got good genres of music, you know.
And I hope your knee stands the evening up, sir.
Thanks very much, mate.
Thank you, Maynard. Bye-bye. I'm just sitting here having a moment in an alcove near the merch desk when this man called out my name. Hello, sir. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris, so what brings you to the merch table at the Pet Shop Boys this evening?
To buy a cap.
Ah, because you've got to have some souvenir that you were here, and wasn't it a great show?
It was the best concert I have ever been to.
Wow, that's quite a high accolade. The last time I saw them was in 93 during the very tour. Have you seen them before?
I saw them in 93 as well, and I remember you being around that time.
I was wearing the same suit, in fact.
I think you were, yes. Yes, absolutely.
The thing is, that was a visual feast they served up there.
Absolutely stunning. I saw Kraftwerk last year. Was it last year? I think
that's
it was.
Right,
yes. And I think this beats it.
Wow. That's quite a strong statement, too. But again, Kraftwerk being German and having a bit of a broom up their bum compared to the English, and that's saying something.
Yeah, that is.
They probably wouldn't have gone as nuts with the visuals.
Absolutely.
But do you like the bit where they were nailed to their own bed sheets on stage?
That was totally awesome. I might try that at home.
I hope you'll be able to wear your Pet Shop Boys hat loud and proud around town.
Yes, I'm taking it back to Canberra.
You be careful there. I mean, if you wear that in some of the Liberal seats, you can get in trouble.
I could get in big trouble.
Just say, hey, don't you oppress me. I'm into diversity.
Yeah.
What's your name, sir?
Simon.
And Simon, are you much of a Pet Shop Boys fan? I think you may be.
Yeah, lots.
What are you going with?
Oh, well, I already have T-shirts, as you can see.
Bloody good one, too. Where'd that come from?
I actually forget. It was about two concerts ago.
That was when they were here for the Yes Tour.
I don't remember the names of the tours. I just remember going to them.
T-shirt, what are you going
with? I'm going to go
for a mug. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing you can wave it to at work, too, to lord it over people that you were here.
Except that no one who doesn't know will recognise it.
But isn't that part of the good thing, the fact that you're a member of a semi-exclusive club that had a really good time that no one else knows about?
Yes.
And again, I have been asking about the whole nailed to the bedsheet incident that occurred on stage.
It was interesting and quirky. I mean, all the Pet Shop Boys' choreography and styling. I mean, who thinks of stuff like that? Really? The pogo outfit that only looks good when you're jumping up and down. Who is these people that just make the Pet Shop Boys look amazing? And really, who cares?
Of course, if you want to know anything about a crowd, you speak to the bar staff. Good evening. What's your name?
Hi there, Catherine.
What sort of drinks is a Pet Shop Boy crowd getting into? I'm just taking a guess, and wild and crazy, they might be a champagne lot, but I could be wrong.
Mainly beer.
Any sort of beer?
Asahi.
Oh, of course, Japanese beer. And have they been polite?
Yes.
Yes, means that there was one or two people that perhaps weren't as polite as they could have been.
Cannot disclose this information.
Oh, look, here's DJ Mark Alsop to come along at the end of the gig.
I like the end.
I've been asking everyone about the very serious issue of the bed sheets nailed to the bed.
Oh, loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Serious creative question here. I noticed just before that number, a microphone stand was put in front of Neil Tennant for him to sing in. Do you think that microphone stand and microphone was actually live?
Oh, it was live, yes. I heard just a little waver of an off-key note. So, yes, that's definitely live.
Chris doesn't seem to enjoy being on stage very much, does he?
Oh, Chris was answering his email in the earlier set. Then he changed to solitaire about halfway through. And near the end, he started dancing. So I think he was watching a really good YouTube video by then.
The biggest thing, nothing's changed since the 70s, getting a fucking cab home after the gig.
What cab? No, we hitch. We either hitch or sit in the gutter until someone picks us up. It hasn't changed since the 80s, actually, yes.
I could leave you, say goodbye. Or I could love you if I tried. And I could. And left to my own devices, I probably was. Left to my own devices, I probably was. About the sun, for her to ignore what the photographer saw. I was always told that you should join a club, stick with the gang if you want to belong. I was a lonely boy, no strength, no joy, in a world of my own. At the back of the gun, I didn't want to compete or play out on the street, for in a secret life, I was a random gentleman.
about crying when you look the way you do, the way I like to picture you. When I get home, it's late at night, I pour a drink and watch the fight. Turn off the TV, look in a book, pick up the phone, fix some food. Maybe I'll sit up all night.